So the Harker has made the news for the wrong reasons again this morning. MMA commentator and podcast host Joe Rogan took aim at the Tall Blacks basketball team and their version of the Harker. He called them dummies and called the Harker stupid. He's since apologised for the comments, but what have the Tall Blacks got to say about this? Well, former Tall Black and the team's current cultural advisor, Polder Winitana, is with me, and good morning. Thank you for your time.
No worries, morena.
What's your take on what this guy Rogan has been saying?
I think it's awesome. I think it's beautiful. From the perspective that we have an opportunity to help and to teach and to share what the culture of not only the New Zealand Tall Black, but for New Zealand, to all these people who may not know, never met us, unsure. So it gives us a great opportunity to teach.
Right, so this is an American guy saying this. He's apologised, of course. You don't take offence, you're not offended in any shape or form, because I see social media's gone off on this. Everybody seems to be offended.
Yeah, I haven't really been following the reaction, but you understand that if people do get upset and respond in a, I guess, not so positive way, but hey, we're passionate, we're New Zealanders, we love our culture. But it's not a surprise, you know, it's not a new thing. A lot of people over the years, whether it be softball, whether it be rugby or basketball, they respond to it differently. And so, like I said, it's just an opportunity for us to educate not only people in America, but all over the world.
And how long has the team, the Tall Blacks, been doing the Haka?
So we introduced the new our own Haka, Tukau Panga. We introduced it in 2007. When Ned Rusinek took over the reins from Tad Borden. And but the Haka has been a part of the New Zealand basketball culture from day dot. It's been there from the beginning, and it's pretty special. It's actually quite sacred to us, and it just kind of emphasises the importance or the responsibility that we have when you wear that silver fern, whether it be for basketball, rugby, netball, that we do it with pride and passion, and we teach the world what's unique about New Zealand.
Right, so it's been on the international scene for a long time then. You would think that people like, what's his name, Joe Rogan would know about this. Obviously he doesn't. He just might think it's silly. I mean, he might know about it, might think it's silly, but I guess he's entitled to his point of view.
Yeah, I'm not too sure why he's responded in that way, but I remember when we did the Haka back in, what was it, 2004 to the Americans, and that was when LeBron was there. LeBron James was there, Dwayne Wade, Allen Iverson, they were all there. And they wanted us to do it because we had Sean Marks on the team.
Yeah.
And whenever we do the Haka, you think, well, you'd hope that they understand what it means and, you know, the respect and the seriousness of it. But a lot of people don't. And so before the Haka, I think whoever's in charge of the team, the leaders of the team, they need to have that quiet kōrero, their conversation with the opposition, with the coaches and the managers, and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, this is what it's about. And then when you do that, it kind of nullifies any kind of negative response like we're experiencing now. But like I said, it's pretty awesome that the Huck has taken the world by storm. And I mean, in the FIBA World Basketball YouTube channel, it's the most viewed video. And
really?
Okay. Yeah, it's out of all the videos on FIBA, that's the most viewed on their YouTube channel. So it's just a great opportunity to share and to educate and to teach our culture, our Māori culture, our New Zealand culture, and our Tall Black culture. It's awesome.
Interesting. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Appreciate it.
No worries.
That is Polder Winitana, former Tall Black and the team's current cultural advisor.